There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11 listeners.
This is me.
And give me 25.
This is the Unique Geek.
Plug your ears.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the podcast that has the munchies. Lee is on vacation, so joining me tonight is the lovely, the suspicious-looking... Rox, how you doing?
I'm suspicious.
Yes. And okay. Sneaking up behind her is the unidentified madman. How you doing? I don't know if we should use your real name or use unidentified madman. What do we use?
No, we could continue to use unidentified madman or okay. We can use Damien. It doesn't matter.
Damien.
Yeah.
I mean, so... Rox is the suspicious looking one.
I
blend in.
No, you don't. You're like a guest magnet, sir. So don't even.
Oh, yes, he is.
People.
But that's how I blend in, right? I blend in with the guest.
You have a story of bumping into Samuel L. Jackson with a bucket of popcorn.
Is that correct? So, over here at Need Coffee, obviously, me and Widge went to the RoboCop advanced screening here in Atlanta, and it was actually right near our house. It wasn't very well attended. And typically with these things, they give out a there's always typically a guest that may show up and introduce things or say things. You just never know, right? And so they were doing the whole 96 Rock radio station giveaway trivia. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to run to the bathroom, you know, before this starts and run back in. So I'm running out and our movie theater has a bar and I'm running past the bar and I'm like, oh my God, Samuel L. Jackson. He's like, that's me. I was like, oh wow. Really love your work. Pleasure to meet you. And I went to shake his hand and he goes, hold on. Can we curse or do we have to bleep this part out?
Oh, we'll bleep it out. Just don't worry about it. Go ahead.
Okay, perfect.
It's Samuel L. Jackson. Oh, no. Everyone knows what
right.
it is.
So I extend my hand to shake his hand. He was like, and he's got a large Coke, right? The large Coke and the large bucket of popcorn. And he goes, whoa, man. He was like, these hands about to eat mother popcorn. I can't shake your hand. And I was like, okay. So I finish up. I run into the bathroom, right? And I'm trying to make sure I get there as before the movie starts. So I'm running back and I almost knock him over again. He was like, oh, my, you got to slow down. So that's the story of Samuel L. Jackson, you know, before RoboCop.
Wow.
And I'm like, oh, which now I know who the special guest is. I was like, Samuel L. Jackson almost just knocked him over. So they light and he was like, how's everybody doing tonight? And everybody's like, yeah. He was like, oh, you don't seem too enthusiastic. I was like, I said, I'm doing it. Everybody then realizes who it is, and which just looks at me. I was like, I told you it was Samuel L. Jackson. So, yeah.
Wow, you don't want to piss him off at all, do you?
So here's the crazy thing. I had never met him before, and I've like really, really loved him since Pulp Fiction, right? And I recognized him from, you know, Jungle Fever as Gator and other things. And I kind of Coming to America when he was robbing the McDowells, right? So I knew who he was before that, but I really, really loved his character in Pulp Fiction. And so here's the other side of that is he comes across as this intimidating man on screen, which I think honestly is a testament to his acting. Because when I saw him in person, this is my other thing with me running in the guests. I look and I go, oh my God, I can take this guy. Really? I'm like, I can put this guy over my shoulder and just run out of the movie theater with him. Right? They, like, it, like for Hollywood, he seems fairly tall.
Yeah.
But he's actually, he's like really, really lean. He's not a big man by any means. So I think his acting ability really, really kind of reinforces, you know,
and
him
we all,
being
and,
able
and,
to pull
and,
off those roles.
And we always mistaken him for Lawrence Fishburne anyway.
So I've met Lawrence as well, right? Because I love Furious Styles as well. And here's the deal with that. Lawrence is actually a little larger than Sam physically. Mm-hmm. You know, if I walked up on the street on the two, even when they were younger, I'm putting my money on Lawrence Fishburne.
Mm. Yeah.
All right. I saw The Matrix. Jules Winfield ain't walking away from that.
So the both of you have been attending Dragon Con for ever?
Yeah.
When was your first Dragon Con, Lee? Look at me.
Well,
rocks.
Let's see. I was born in Atlanta.
Now answer that question. Take about 20 minutes to answer that one question.
Oh, for me, 1997 was my first con.
1997.
You got to take a nap as well, Lee. You got to fall asleep right in the middle of this.
Yeah. Okay.
And Madman, what about you?
No, it's just water.
So my first Dragon Con actually was very, very early on when it was still, was it just the Hyatt? That was one of my first ones. Like,
oh,
I was a very young teenager. I mean, so old, like you could still like actually leave the couch in the lobby and no one's gonna bother you.
Mm-hmm.
It was much, much smaller back then. I think it was only like one hotel that was going on. I mean, obviously I'm a little older, so I don't remember the exact year, but I started coming on and off since then. I know I was still in my teens.
Yeah, I remember. Barely. So I remember the Hyatt, and then there was the, I don't know where it was.
Omni previously.
No. There was like some like, I don't know, like auditorium type thing, because the gaming was at the Hyatt. I do know that. And then a lot of the stuff was like at the Apparel Mart or the America's Mart and stuff.
Yeah.
Before they moved into, I think, the Hilton. And then moved on to what, the Sheraton or the Marriott. So it's been, oh my God, it's been growing, crazy growing.
Yeah, it's been, oh yeah, well, yes, of course, it's been stating the
well,
obvious.
Are we taking over every hotel?
Oh my, well, yeah.
It seems like we should.
If you look at Dragon Con's website for where to stay, the con hotels are not even listed.
Right.
Yeah, don't even bother.
They don't even bother. It's just like, forget it. If you're not here four days ahead of the convention, signing up for next year, thank you. Thank you for playing.
You're not a legacy member.
But what we really want to talk about tonight, the topic of discussion is food. What to eat and where to eat at Dragon Con. Now, of course,
The con suite,
exactly, which I can never find, which is the truth. I have only found twice.
You haven't? Okay.
I've only been able to
go on a field trip.
Yeah.
I think the last time John was there was the year that JJ brought donuts and you and I did the donut taste testing.
Yeah.
That was the last year that John
saw
that
the
place.
Yeah, the con suite. Yep,
yeah.
Yes.
So we want to talk about food. First off, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with the infamous food court. Anyone want to start us off on that conversation?
The unofficial Dragon Con Facebook page, the Peachtree Center Food Court, which is the, I guess, nexus of MARTA and everything, is being revamped. And from the pictures a couple weeks ago, it doesn't look good.
No.
I believe restaurant, you know, the fast food places will be open, but I don't know if they'll make room for people to sit, because that's a big hub for people sitting
no pun
and
intended.
Stuff. So Damien, you live there. Have you gone down there? Over to you.
The man on the street.
And live on the scene here in Atlanta, melting in the sweltering heat. But no, I haven't had an opportunity to go down there yet. I did verify one of our favorite restaurants, Aviv.
That's a really
Mediterranean restaurant that gets excellent reviews every open. It's functioning. I think the Chick-fil-A and everything there is still opening. So
it's seating. Seating might be the
what
problem.
What was the
going to be the issue? And I think a lot of it is going to be blocked off. I don't think you're going to be able to navigate the habit trails quite as easily. This is not any means Moses sitting on top of the mount carrying down the stone tablets written, but the way as it stands currently.
Which we are 30, we're 30 something days away. So things may change.
Correct.
We'll say
but
that.
I do not think they are going to improve within those 30 days. Because they've got some anchor restaurants there that aren't even slated to open and begin to have business. That's how much major construction is going on until I think the first wave is only supposed to open in November.
Well, when I first heard of this, I thought, well, at least I can go upstairs on out the patio that's near the CVS, that has the skylights and everything. Yeah, nope.
No, that is part of the hub that is being transformed. It's not Bain Capital, but it's something like Banyan Capital or something out of Florida that's overseeing the project.
Oh, then it's never getting done.
Space. Yeah. That's developing the space. No, they're actually putting a giant mirror pool in that area the glass where you used to could look down into the food court.
Right.
That's going to be a reflecting pool or whatever that's going to get put in there, and there's going to be more retail space added. The CVS is still there. So the question remains really is like, how is this really going to go over well? And what were the numbers from last year?
It was, 75?
70-something, yeah. 70-plus.
Right,
70,
so you've got 70,000 people, and a lot of people count on that food court as a budgetary item, right? Yeah. Because typically, it's expensive, right? And you've got multiple eats that kind of will facilitate dining for everyone's various diet during the day, because most of those places close during the week, and non-Dragon Con, they close at like 6 p.m. every day. Mm-hmm. They're not open, and they're not really open on the weekend that much.
Right.
Now, during Dragon Con, they pretty much stay open the whole time. But
well, that's because we're special.
Now, so the curious part about that, of course, on Friday, if you're there Thursday and Friday, there is actually a second food court over in the SunTrust part of the building, right? That you can get to. It has a five or six places there, but those close on Saturday and Sunday, and they close right at at 5 or 5:30 on Friday even. So I would hope that maybe they think this year that they could open that area up a little bit, but probably not.
Well, I would think with the sheer numbers that they would choose to open, but I think it's like, do I want to pay the extra time? And because a lot of those places, it comes down to, like, I know our building, we've got several restaurants in the bottom of the building that I work in. I work in a development over in the Buckhead area of Atlanta, and it's three buildings. One's brand new that have multiple restaurants at the bottom, and then everything at the top is giant office buildings going up about 30 stories. And from that, those businesses, with the exception of the new high-end restaurant that's been put in, those businesses are closed on the weekend, right? And most of the air conditioning for the building and everything else, all of that's muted for the rest of the building. So, because it's a significant cost to have that on during that time.
Right. Would you say, so further up the way, so just let's broaden the scope a little bit, so you go up past Midtown and there's that one plaza that has a food court. There's a Starbucks. It's near the Midtown W. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
Oh, speaking of which, the Starbucks that's across the street from Peachtree is closed.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Oh,
wow. Oh, well, what about the, okay, now here's the thing. There's a, there was, should be still, a Starbucks in the Westin below.
That one's probably there still,
is,
that one's probably
that still. Is still, that is still there, and it'll probably get more business.
All the business now.
Right. And I get it. Also, there are other, there's another food corridor further up across from the Woodruff Park Center. That's over
yes,
there.
That's the one I'm talking right. about. Now, the thing is yeah. that too closes what you were saying earlier.
Correct.
It closes like, you know, 4 or 5 o'clock.
It does. Because typically throughout the year on the weekends, downtown just does not generate that. It is truly a business district mm-hmm. that they're trying to transform into, hey, come back and visit downtown and what have you. Actually, I have a friend of mine who owns a coffee shop called Cafe Lucia. He owns several of them now here in Atlanta. And that was his first location is in that corridor down.
I remember that.
Yes. My buddy David. So he's opened a location. He's opened one over here near me and Widge. He's opening another one in Midtown fairly soon. I'm not certain if it'll be open in time for Dragon Con, but over in that area, he has food. There are multiple other places, pizza shops. There's a couple of Chinese restaurants. Mm-hmm. There is a deli that's over there. That is really, really good. They have really good pastrami, like good old fashioned.
Wow.
Yeah, like he's a transplant from up north, from New York, like myself. So he has the good pastrami.
Okay,
you know, there are grades of pastrami, right? It's like, is it really pastrami, or is it like you just don't know any better? It's like, no,
boar's head or something.
Right. Like, where'd the pastrami come from? Publix. Oh, you're from Florida.
Yeah. But hey. In a pinch. Yes.
So there is another food corridor.
Yeah. So it's like, I think everyone's going to have to be a little bit more creative, which, so with the whole Lyft and Uber thing. So yes, there are restaurants along Peachtree that you can get to. There's the Brazilian.
I believe that's still there.
That's still there. The Brazilian meat. Restaurant. Yes. The fish what is it? The seafood place.
So we have Fire Brazil that's down there.
Yeah, Fire Brazil.
That's in its proximity.
Corner Bakery. Now that's a weird one because they close like at 2 o'clock or something. So you can get your early morning coffee and they're not open Saturdays. They don't even stay they're not even open for Dragon Con. So the only day you can go to the Corner Bakery, I think, is Thursday, Friday. That's it. Until, like, 2 o'clock. Ray's.
Yes.
That's really good. And then there's the Irish pub one. There's two Irish pub places.
Yeah, there's Meehan's up the street, and then I forget the other
one. The one around the back.
Yes.
There's that one, and it's next to the fried chicken place. Is that going to be open?
I think places should be open now.
So basically all the restaurants behind that run parallel, one street below off the hill from Peachtree. What is that street?
Correct. You've got Dantana's, and then you've got Nikolai's
down.
You've got Nikolai on the roof. You've got Fandangles over on Piedmont Avenue. There's a fifth group of restaurants near Ray's, the Hard Rock Cafe, Amalfi Pizza, Alma Cucina Mexican.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see, Ray's in the City, which is the high end seafood that you were thinking of.
It's really good. I like that. We go there every year. It's good. There's the Indian restaurant. Is it Hal? What is it? Havala?
Havali.
Yeah, Havali. They're good.
Havali. There we go. Yeah. Let's see.
So that's on the other side.
Correct. Now, there's the Rising Roll, which is down there.
Is that new?
There is another Starbucks off of Lucky Street. Over near the International Peace Fountain.
Okay.
Near Auburn Avenue, which isn't too long of a hike, right?
Right.
Let's see. Just try. There's also Waffle House.
Yeah.
Waffle House is always open, and it's on the street right behind the Westin.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And it's always open, right across from Centennial Park. Yep. It's open 24 hours a day, and they get you out in and out of there quick.
They do. Yeah. They do, and they're relatively inexpensive.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
It's a nice stop. There's also, by the way, there's another hidden sort of Waffle House if you're willing to walk a little bit further on the other side of Centennial Park. I don't know what the name of the road is, but it's on the other side of Centennial Park. It was right next to the hotel that we stayed at. It's sort of hidden in the hidden away in that district that they're kind of rebuilding over there. But
they're not hidden anymore. That's actually Marietta Boulevard. And with the new stadium being built, the aquarium being open, and the park being revitalized, there are tons of food places for you to eat. There's also another Starbucks over there. There's a Waffle House. There is it's called Legal Seafoods, which is fantastic.
Oh, Legal Seafoods. Yes, they're good.
Legal Seafoods across from an aquarium.
Yeah.
But it's fantastic that you've got their beer garden, which is an authentic German beer garden. We went there not last year, but 2 years ago. It tastes wonderful. They have really good schnitzel.
Where's this at?
Their beer garden, it's on the other side of Centennial Olympic Park where the hotel is that you're thinking of.
Yeah.
And right near the Omni. If you're at the Omni Hotel or any of those hotels on that side of the street, it's right there. And right below it, there's a nice barbecue restaurant as well. Mm.
So there's options. It's just the problem is the cheaper budgetary food. So correct. Of which, if you're doing that, and if you're on a budget, I say, spend some money to go to like the Publix or, something on the Ponce. I won't say Ponce de Leon because everyone makes fun of me, but that's how we pronounce it here. And you can load up on food. We took an Uber or a Lyft to Decatur. To go out for dinner one night, and I think it cost us like under $20.
Yeah,
or something.
It depends.
Like
if you got the Uber XL and you got a bunch of people, it was only around $20 the time we went.
It was great. So the cool thing about Uber and Lyft now is you really don't have to, use MARTA, because you can use MARTA to go up to the Vortex up near Midtown. So that's always a good one to go to. Or if you're rambunctious, you go to the Vortex in Little Five, and there's some restaurants in Little Five. I think everyone's going to have to be a little bit more creative. So wait, Ponce has, so there's a Whole Foods or is it a Trader Joe's?
I was going to actually segue right into that. So the wonderful thing about Ponce, which is only a $5 Uber ride away, because typically during con, Uber and Lyft both compete for your business. So like literally it's dirt cheap to get anywhere. I don't know how they make money during con because they're like, oh, it's $2 and you can go all the way over here. We're like, really?
Yeah.
Never mind. I don't even drive downtown anymore during con. I leave my car at home because it's cheaper for me to go everywhere the entire weekend using Lyft and Uber than it is to park my car.
Yeah.
So, but to get off of that, when we're speaking about driving, getting out and getting food, there is a Whole Foods on Ponce de Leon, but that Ponce in and of itself, which is really only a good 6 minute car ride from most of the convention spaces, the entire strip of Ponce is literally lined with restaurants. If you go further into the hub of Ponce, you are sitting across from Mexican restaurants. You have Eats, which Eats whole principle. We're serving good quality, healthy food for a very, very affordable price. It's been there forever. I've been eating at Eats for over 20 years now. and the quality has not changed. You can get fish, you can get rice and beans, you can get multiple things of pasta. You can get pasta with turkey, or you can get it vegan. They have vegan options. You get cornbread, and the meal is still, you get like an entire meal for under like for around $5, right? And it's a solid quality meal. Like you've got like a meal of, oh, I've got a sweet potato and half a jerk chicken and a thing of collard greens and a hunk of cornbread the size of my fist.
Yeah.
Right next to it is a Mexican restaurant. Then you have a Starbucks right there. You have a giant Whole Foods, which I eat at their wonderful food bar all the time. But then you have one other thing that's over there, and that's they revitalized. And I don't know if you've visited since this has happened. And my daughter works in the complex, and she has for about a year now. And that's Ponce City Market. Ponce City Market is the old Sears building that was and Ford Factory Lofts is right next door, which has been destroyed and turned into a tech hub. But they took the old Sears building or whatever and turned it has been City Hall for Atlanta for forever. They did away with City Hall and all of that space, and they turned it into a giant retail and dining hall. It's got a cute little museum up at the top that's free for you to go in. So if you like to go look at art, that's there. But they've got wonderful food. Okay, so my new favorite donuts that literally have been destroying my life is a bakery out of Florida called Five Daughters Bakery. No, they started in Tennessee.
And oh, then wow. I
found out about them from the location in Florida. And they have like the thousand layer donut, which is basically like it's their version of the cronut, right?
Oh, wow.
They have wonderful, light, airy, like whipped filling filled donuts that they're about 2 inches thick, but they're not dense. They're not dense at all.
Wow.
And I brought them for people, and I brought them over to one of the game nights at Widges. And I was like, where did these come? I'm like, Five Daughters in Ponce City Market. So if you're at the site, go to Ponce City Market. They have Hops Fried Chicken, which is wonderful. They opened, I think there's a new Hattie B's Nashville Hot Chicken that has taken Atlanta by storm that opened up a few weeks ago. And Hops is a pressure cooked chicken. It's very, very similar to KFC's original recipe, like it used to be years ago when
Get
it was
out.
Really, really good and non fatty. Like it's like really good. That always has a line. They have a wonderful fish camp that's there. That's got very, very good seafood. There's an Indian street food restaurant that I cannot think of the name of. They have wonderful food. There's a Korean bun place. There is a brewery in there. You could just go buy beers in their little jugs and what have you.
And this is the market?
This is in Ponce City Market.
Wow. So for a $5 trip.
Right.
You can go there. That
you can go there. And it's got wonderful food everywhere. They also have Dancing Goats Coffee on site, which is right above. Google's offices are in the top of the building. If you got pets, because I know a lot of people have to bring their service animals. There's a dog park there. There are multiple pet stores in there. You know, they'll give you snacks, what have you, because that's what my daughter does. She works for one of the pet places called Ace and Jack.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so it's very, very pet friendly, people friendly, kid friendly for the most part. Tons of coffee and food choices like you wouldn't believe. A wonderful little Korean bun place that's in there. You can get King of Pops. Which is a local chain of popsicles that you see sold.
Popsicles, yes.
Hold on, but if you go to that location, you can get King of Pops with Liquor Rocks.
Get out!
Yes, you can carry your King of Pops liquor. It's almost like a King of Pops daiquiri.
Wow. All right, people. No one's going to the convention.
Everyone's going to hang out there.
We're all going to crash Ponce City Market.
Yeah.
Well, the last time I was actually over there and ate at Eats, we left a convention that we did over at Georgia Tech with a bunch of friends where half of them were still in costume. Like one was still dressed as Jasmine from Aladdin. One was still Static from DC. The other one was Green Lantern from DC. And we're all sitting in this restaurant, totally non-con time. And like little kids are like, are you Jasmine? And of course she's in line getting food. She's like,
yes,
of course I am, dear. And you are a princess too, aren't you? It was actually kind of cool.
That is cool. Well, okay. So if you don't want to venture out. We've always had luck with eating at Sear, which is in the Marriott. Their food is really good. They have
it is expensive, though.
You do what I and a couple other people do, we'll do like load up on breakfast so we can skip lunch.
Skip lunch, yeah.
And then
skip lunch? What?
I know. I don't know who they are either.
I know.
They're crazy, insane people.
But, you know, I know some. I'm one. So Sear has a really good,
like I said,
breakfast.
Case in point.
And
they
so does the Hyatt. Sway. That has been Sway like what, a couple years now?
It's been there for a while, but it also has the other secret that for the life of me, I must be the only one in our group that didn't know about this, right?
Yeah.
Sway has an all you can eat pie bar with 10 different rotating pies.
Wait, what?
And no one
Wait, what?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
It has a pie bar in it with basically all you can eat pie.
That's right.
Challenge accepted.
Right. Yes. It's classic apple pies, chocolate cream pies, pecan pies, strudel pies, cookies, crumble.
And their restaurant is it will hold some good size, you know, parties. So that's, you know, I always have breakfast with Peter one of the days or meet up with Lee in the morning, and their buffet is good.
I always run into Comics Ace George Perez during that breakfast time.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Because Sway is like Nicole's, okay, we at least have to go to Sway one morning and go to breakfast. And it's always at the time, I'm like, every year, George Perez.
Hey, there's George and his wife, Carol. Exactly. Don't forget to say Carol. Say hello to Carol if you see George. Say hey to her. She's nice.
Now, we should also point out, though, that even though the seating is going to be missing, I don't know if we made this clear at the beginning, the seating is going to be scarce, let's say, at the food court. The food court is still open, and there is still food to be had. It's just the seating is about, I don't know, 90% gone.
Correct. Right. I don't think the Caribou Coffee is open is what one of the reports I was given.
Oh, no.
But between now and Dragon Con, I will definitely update you and go, hey, here's what I've actually figured out for real. What's there and what's not.
Yeah, and I'm still trying to track down that because the story that I mentioned with the Starbucks is attached to the entrance for America's Mart over there. I saw that on the unofficial Facebook, or maybe it was on the official Dragon Con Facebook. But anyway, I thought I saw that story there that it was either closed or is closing, and it was going to be before Dragon Con. But I can't seem to find it anymore. So either, you know, as we say with most things on 50 Days of Dragon Con, your mileage may vary. Nothing really has happened until it's actually happened, and you're beautiful.
Yeah. Oh, so we might as well talk about the CVS. So,
yes.
Yeah. CVS has been a boon.
Yeah. So let's get into what do you do for food on the run? So in other words, maybe not going out. Do you pack your own food or do you do your shopping beforehand? What do you do?
I shop beforehand. So I go, if I want, you know, cheap ish drinks and stuff, I'll actually, so I'm one of those people, I show up on Wednesday. So Wednesday is prep day, you know, so
Wednesday's
I'll go
actually the new Thursday. So you need to start arriving on Tuesday.
Well, yeah, no,
actually she's packing to leave tomorrow.
I can't do that. I've got stuff going on that day, so I can't, not this year, but yes, you're right. Wednesday.
Proxy.
Wednesday is the new Thursday. So, but what I'll do is I'll hit up some store along Ponce, maybe get, you know, liquor that's not horribly expensive. There's that one liquor store on Peachtree near the hotels. You're going to pay the price if you buy liquor from that guy. So, but in a pinch, he's fine. So I'll hit up, you know, like I said, like the Publix or, you know, Trader, Whole Foods, whatever, for something, you know, iced teas and stuff like that. So I'll do that.
What about ice
cubes? Maybe a couple protein bars and stuff, but I always forget I have them.
All right. So for me, like typically I'll bring a few things and leave them in the cooler just so I can have them, like, you know, with me and my cold brew and running around with panels and doing everything else. I'm really the person that I have to have breakfast, right? That's got to happen because I've got so much stuff going on during the day. I really believe in eating. And what I've found in the past few years is costuming and stopping for photos and doing all the other things really wears you down more so than anything else. So I'm really big on staying hydrated. Most of the panels that I'm either on or that I go sit in, I keep a water bottle of some sort on me. And I'd like... typically, even right now, I drink about a gallon a day, which, you know, I realize most people don't. But especially at Con, Dragon Con is a pedestrian heavy convention. You are moving through, what, 5 hotels and multiple city blocks, even if you're walking from hotel to hotel using the Habit Trails, with the exception of the Westin and the Sheraton. Georgia's humid. Or you bike like you do in a wool jacket and wool socks up to your knees, right?
But hydrate.
It's humid.
All the hotels and all the con rooms have water. So get, you know, the latest thing is buy yourself a sippy cup, your tumbler, load it up. And a couple of the hotels do stuff nice. They'll actually put lemon in the water and stuff like that. So. Oh my God. So I'm really hesitant about saying this. I really am. So Cosette and I'm really hesitant. So people who listen to the show, please do not abuse this at all, because it's the quietest place that we hang out. I know. No, it isn't.
It's where she goes to murder.
It is. No. So we hang out and we chat and we could talk. And that's at the Ritz-Carlton.
Anyway.
So the Ritz-Carlton is usually the higher end hotel. And we sit in the little bar and it's quiet. No one's there. No one goes there. And they usually have for homecoming last year, they had jelly beans out for people. And for the team colors, it was great. But don't go there. Do not go there.
There's another spot like that too, at the Omni, and they've got a piano, and it's nice and they've got chairs and a concert, and it's nice and quiet. They'll let you come use the bathroom, and no one's hardly ever there. They don't say anything.
No, it's the Westin is like that too. The bar is nice in the Westin. I like the bar in the Westin because it's quiet.
Where's the bar in the Westin?
It's at the bottom floor, but don't go there.
I know what you're talking about now. Yeah, that's the same floor as the Starbucks, though, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
Yeah.
That takes forever to serve.
There's also another floor on a certain hotel, which I won't say on the podcast. It's got like fountain drinks and everything else, and that's when
don't go there. It's for
hanging
us.
Out with people at late at night, and that's when you see those random 3, 4, 5 a.m. photos of why are you with this person? Well, we were all on super secret floors, we call it, playing super Cards Against
floors.
Humanity.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Super secret.
So people who are really interested, for a mere $35, contact needcoffee.com and give us your PIN number and we'll give you the super secrets.
Come find Madman and he'll take a picture with you and possibly.
Oh my God, I need to hang out with you. I know.
Well, you just stand next to Madman and the guest will eventually.
Random strangers.
So name a couple of other guests that have just shown up near you. You've shown up in elevators with her.
Oh my God.
All right, so I realize this is a very, very touchy subject for a lot of people, but I'm going to tell you, it was Wolven, Chan, actually Ken Plume, everyone from Mystery Science Theater were all up there, Frank Conniff. And it was when James and Sean Gunn were there that year, right? Mm-hmm. Where... James literally, he just kept walking by. It's like 3 a.m. We're all playing Cards Against Humanity. And
did he say, I want to play too?
Hold on. So here's what's funny. He's just walking by himself. He goes downstairs, comes back up, goes downstairs, comes back. And like the first time he came, it was he and Sean, and they both went downstairs. Like, swear it's like James Gunn. I'm like, sure. And like, he comes back up, goes to the room, comes back out, goes down. So he comes back up and goes, I'm like, man, it's got to be him. And of course, I'm the one person that will say anything. So I'm like, fine. Like, because there's like 15, 20 people playing Cards Against
Humanity. You know, he was waiting. He was waiting for you.
He was about to head to the home. I said, excuse me. James, right? He was like, yeah. I was like, oh shit, it is you.
He was waiting.
So it was funny. So no one's paying attention. So I was like, you mind if I get a photo? He was like, no, mate, that's what I'm here for. So we take the picture and it's my turn. And I'm like, hurry up, what are you doing? And so I run back to the table. I was like, nice to meet you, blah, blah, blah. I'm like, I'm taking selfies with James Gunn. And they're like, really? And I throw my phone and they're like, oh my God, it is him. I was like, I told you. So he comes back 10 minutes later and walks to his room and everybody's like, well, do we say anything? And it's like, so he walks back and I go, and so now it's like we're best buds. And I'm like, James, he was like, yeah. I was like, hey, the gang, like, oh, of course, come on. So there's like a whole bunch of us. There's a giant group photo. There's actually an actor, Dr. Venture, James Urbaniak. He was in the photo with us. So it's like
he was waiting. He was waiting that James Gunn.
Well, here's what's funny. I left and it's around 5 a.m. and he and Sean were sitting outside. There are tons of people outside. There are tons of people still up in the motor lobby. No clue until the next day. There's the line around the block.
Yeah.
And so I didn't know. And I'm walking through and I'm like, what's in line for it? And I'm like, oh, James Gunn from Guardians of the Galaxy is here. I'm like, really? This guy? And I'm like, yeah. I was like, yeah, since last night. Where were you people at 3 a.m.? But so that is
the cool thing about Dragon Con, though.
Yeah, like running into most of the Stargate people at Starbucks. Like, I have a really old Jason Momoa story where when they were all on Stargate, and I was staying at the hotel, and this is back when I still smoked cigarettes. And so I had been drinking most of the night. I had taken my nap. And so I'm in my pajamas and t-shirt. And I'm barefoot. And I've got a newspaper of all things on a Saturday morning at Dragon Con. And I get on this elevator. And it's the Stargate Atlantis crew. And it's Dr. Weir. And there's Taya. And there's Jason Momoa. And, oh, and I'm still slightly hungover. Right? And so I'm in there. And I'm like in pajamas and a t-shirt. And can half see. And I look. And I was like, whoa. Dr. Weir. And they just busted out laughing. I'm like, oh my God, can I get a photo with you? I'm like, sure. And this is before cell phones. So it's like the little weird Instamatic camera. So I actually got all of those photos back courtesy of my ex-wife a couple of months ago. So they're like old Lou Ferrigno photos of me and Lou Ferrigno arguing. That was nice.
I was like running into him at like breakfast or lunch. He was always at Sear.
Yes. I had to that was I was in there. I think I had to switch places with Doc 1 year because that was the very first year after we got into the argument downstairs, and I was like, nope, not sitting over there next to the Hulk. I'm just not doing it. I'm gonna sit over here. It's he and Julie Benz and Charisma Carpenter at one table. I'm like, oh, okay, that's how that's gonna work out.
So here's what we got to do before we leave today. We have to play a game. We can play a game with all of our guests, play a game within the show all the time.
But so, I already played this game.
Well, you're going to play it again every single time that you come on.
Do I have to?
Lee has to play it all the time. I have to play it all the time. William's not here at night to run the game, so I'm running it between you two. So
wow, bring that boy back.
So the here's what we're going to do. To figure out who's going to go first, who's gonna get their first crack of at a Star Wars Family Feud and bring that one back again? I'm gonna
rock, paper, scissors.
Well,
can
no,
we,
well,
can
I
we toss a dwarf.
I've got
whoa!
It was from the it was
we
from
don't
Lord
call
Rings.
We don't call it tossing.
Rings.
We call it gently throwing. Wait, what? That's not what we were offended by.
Little people that are our listeners, I'd just like to apologize on behalf of my castmates. I love you all dearly, and I'm staying in room number two.
So, Rox, I'm going to ask you, you get the choice of one of these four categories, and then I'll, Madman, you'll get the choice of the other three, ladies first. Whoever gets the most, answers correct will be the, get to, go first every single time on the, Family Feud cards. So here is your choice. Do you want questions from 9 to 5, the Beverly Hillbillies, Dynasty, or 90210? That's Beverly Hills.
Beverly Hillbillies.
Okay. I thought you were going to tell me Beverly Hills 90210. All right. There's four questions.
Okay.
Oh, this is going to be bad.
What came up from the ground one day when Jed was shooting at some food? By the way, these are all horrible questions.
Bubbling ooze.
No.
Oil. Crude oil.
Bubbling crude. I'll give you half a point for that one.
Well,
what did Granny call the swimming pool?
Cement pond.
That's correct. What do the clampets use for a dinner table?
Billiard table.
That's right.
Billiard table.
A pool table, yeah, sure.
No, they called it a billiard table.
Okay. Dim bulb Jethro dreamed of being what kind of spy? Dim bulb Jethro.
Like James Bond?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, double knot spy.
Oh, okay.
Like James Bond. Right. Okay, so
I'll give you three. Jane Hathaway question?
No, I'll give you 3.5 points for that. All right, Madman. 9 to 5, 90210, or Dynasty?
Really? That those are the
yes.
Hey, that's why I went first, man.
Oh crap. What are my options again?
Dynasty, Beverly Hills 90210, or 9 to 5.
Okay. Dang it. I guess I'm going to have to go with Beverly Hills 90210. And pray and cross my fingers.
Name the Hollywood mega producer who cast his daughter as Donna Martin.
Aaron Spelling.
Correct. In season 10, after a long courtship, which two characters finally tied the knot? There's no way you're going to get this.
What?
In season 10, after a long courtship, which two characters finally tied the knot?
Jason Priestley and, Donna and, Brian Austin Green.
What's his character's name? Do you remember?
Probably wrong, but it's Tori Spelling, Brian Austin Green's characters.
My headphone dropped out of there. What? It's Donna and who?
Was it Tori Spelling and Brian Austin Green's characters?
I don't know what Brian Austin Green's character's name was, so that's why I was asking you.
Well, he dated Tori Spelling.
Well, Donna
on the show for a long time. I think they got married.
It's Donna. I think they're asking
for the actual character,
yeah.
Not the actor.
Oh, I have no idea.
Donna, you got Donna right, so it's Donna and David.
All right,
so I'll give you half a point.
Okay,
yeah,
Donna and Jason, right? Or whatever his name is.
I don't know what
Jason Priestley.
Listen, I have no idea. Who said, I hate both of you, when she discovered Dylan and Kelly had a summer fling?
Oh, that was me.
Oh, that was...
The character's name.
I don't remember it's the chick from Charm that spazzed out on everybody.
Oh, this is the worst game.
I know, and she's going to hate me if she listens to this podcast, but I can't remember her name.
Brenda was the character's name.
Yeah,
Brenda.
Yeah, Brenda. Yeah.
Which last question, which cast member was the first to direct an episode of the show and went on to do 15 more?
Jason Priestley.
That is correct.
God, that was
funny. All right. So all that was just to decide that Rox gets to answer first.
Wait,
for each of these. That's all.
Oh my God.
Determine who gets to go first when we ask you questions from Star Wars Family Feud. Survey type. You get point. You get whatever points it is that the number of people that answered whatever answer you give.
Okay.
So, what is something you could feed a bantha? Rox, you go first. What's something you could feed a bantha?
Aunt Peru.
Okay. What about you, Madman? I'm pretty sure.
I don't know. Poodoo.
Poodoo.
Hoodoo.
What would you say?
Wampas? I don't know.
Well, okay, we'll take wampas.
That blue milk from Aunt Beru. You can feed that blue milk.
All right, so the number one answer was people. Number two was animals.
I'm going to have a point because I said Aunt Beru and she's a person.
Wow.
Number three is Jar Jar Binks. Number four is grain. Number five is Womp Rat, so I'll give you that.
I said Wampas.
You did.
Yeah, I'm giving you the 12 points for that, Damon.
Okay, cool.
12 points?
And meat and plants are the last two answers on our list. All right.
So virtually you can feed them anything.
Yeah, essentially. Yeah. Well, remember, supposedly they asked people, random people on the street, these questions. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's like the regular
thing. So Aunt Beru, she's number one.
Okay, Rox.
Yes.
What do you think a Sith ward? Yeah, the ward. You know, the guy who he's taking care of.
That's June Cleaver's dark husband. Yeah.
Sith Lord. What do you think a Sith Lord does?
Sith ward.
Sith Lord.
Ward Cleaver.
What do you think
of Ward Cleaver?
Why are we talking about Sith Lord cleavage? It's his family in the name.
Leave it to Beaver in the Sith world.
Sith,
but go ahead.
What do you think a Sith Lord does in his spare time?
Then he's dating June Cleaver. Is what he's doing in the spare time? He's signing memorandas for taking over the rest of the universe. That's what he does.
Okay. What about you, Madman?
That's like zero.
He's killing people.
And no, in his spare time. That's his work. That's his work job.
Killing people.
All right. All right. So
there's no spare time when you're taking over the universe.
Do I get a crack at it again?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Shopping.
Okay. None of those are on there. Number seven was force training. Number six was read. Five, the fifth most common answer was
Was
arts and crafts. Number four was play games. Number three was exercise. Two was meditate. And one was plot. I'm actually going to give Rox the plot. That's 33 points there, Rox. Rox.
Yes.
Name something in the Star Wars universe with the letter E in it.
Ewok.
Okay. What about you, Madman?
Endor.
You gave the number one and number two answers. Ewok was number one. With
of course.
29. And Endor was number the second best answer with 14 points. Other answers were lightsaber, empire.
That doesn't start with an E.
It doesn't say start. It says with an E in it.
Oh, okay.
Empire, Death Star, TIE Fighter, Jedi, and Princess Leia.
Oh, okay. Oh, isn't that cute?
All right. So the fourth question here, name something you would need if you wanted to dress up as Yoda.
Rags.
Okay. What about you, Madman?
Green makeup.
Green paint is the first answer with 38.
Booyah!
Rags, I'll just say a robe, is the fifth answer with 6 points.
Well, so that's fine, because, the first time we see him, he's like a little beggar thing, swamp beggar.
When you see him in the past, he looks like a little swamp beggar.
He's a swamp beggar. Yeah, it's rags, man. There's no robe. It's a swamp beggar.
So other things you would need, a big ears, a walking stick, a mask. I don't know why you need a mask if you got the green paint, but okay.
The ability to talk in reverse.
And be short is the last one. All right, so last question.
Good. Very good.
What is a decision that Han Solo might regret?
Ooh. I'm gonna say it.
Go ahead.
Having a child with Princess Leia.
Dang it, that was my answer.
What about you, Madman?
Hooking up with the Rebel Alliance to begin with.
Yeah, there
you go. My God! Or stuffing Luke into the
So both of those are actually on the list. The number one answer is confronting Kylo Ren, which I will count as having a kid. And
that's different. Look, I don't regret having a kid, but I regret having confrontations with her all the time.
Yeah. And joining the Rebels was number six. That's good for 7 points. Other answers on here were gambling, giving Lando the Falcon.
No, he doesn't.
Working for Jabba. Yeah, that makes sense. Smuggling.
Shooting Greedo.
Shooting first. This is a regret listed on here. And going to Cloud City. Yeah, I would say that was probably a bad idea too.
Yeah. Cloud City. That's a, yeah.
All right, so while I tally up the points, why don't both of you let everyone know where they can find you at DragonCon and where they can find you on the webs.
You go first, Madman.
Well, I mean, we're really going to be in the same places, right?
Yeah. So you could, yeah, go ahead. Yeah.
No, go. No, you're good. Go. You won the challenge. Go.
All right. So you can find me at needcoffee.com for your Weekend Justice. Weekend Justice, whatever the full name is, the internet's number one audio train wreck. You can find me on the web, on Medium. I write there and I do answers on Quora. And if you need somebody who could do research, Spaz House LLC, Intuitive Research. Boom.
Boom.
Awesome. Oh, just so you know, Madman, in the alternate universe, this show won a Pulitzer. Just so you know.
It did.
That's
you know what? It's probably due to all of your alternate self's research.
I think so.
We get all the biggest awards.
I think so.
So go ahead.
All right.
I think your alternate self works out of a very vast library versus a coffee house.
That's true. This is true. My library here is pretty vast. But you're right.
They work out of the Binghamton International Library.
Yeah.
There are multiple libraries all over the world.
There are. They're everywhere.
That each have passages to each other.
They do.
But that's a whole different show. That's a whole different show. All right. So you can also find me on the Need Coffee Weekend Justice podcast with everyone else that's on this call right now and a few of our other Need Coffee compatriots. And you can also find me on Twitter as @U_Madman and on Instagram as @Unidentified_Madman. And I think all of us on here have multiple duties at DragonCon. I know I'm doing a few show panels for the Urban Fantasy Trek. I do not have my schedule. As my wonderful track director, Carol, states, the preliminary schedule should be out on the 1st. And I'll know more about where I'll be then. I'll be popping in doing some things for the horror panel. I'm pretty sure that we're going to be doing all the things together for the Need Coffee Fun Fest. Mm-hmm. And whatever's going on with the rest of us and our friends on the X Track and Brit Track.
Yes. Yeah. And you'll find me at Alt History, Sci-Fi Lit, Skeptic Track, Paranormal, X Track. So, yeah.
Now, when you say alt history, is that like just the goth kids telling their version?
No. So,
like a lot of Joy Division in the background.
Okay, no. So as of lately, so the last couple of years with alternative history, we're actually doing history classes.
That's awesome.
So last year, I moderated the panel for the history of fairy tales, and then we did the late night panel discussion on the Victorian vices. So those were all factual based. Same thing with we did the history of spiritualism in America. Wow. This year, a late night panel I'll be on is the decadent Weimar Republic before the rise of Nazi Germany. So
I'm assuming you guys are going to cover Man in the High Castle as well?
We did last year, yeah.
Awesome.
I was on that one. That was a good one. I don't know if we're doing another one because Man in the High Castle season 3 or whatever won't be out until after Dragon Con. So,
yeah.
So. Now, I may be doing an experimental panel. We'll see. So I've been in talks with Derek, the horror track director, and I don't know whether or not it'll fit into the schedule or not. I've got to bone up on a few things, but we may be doing a panel for horror on the horror influence and roots of Batman.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, so we're going to possibly delve into that this year. So that should be a good time.
And as
or it could be a bunch of dead air. Who knows? But pretty much all of my panels are over in the Westin. So if you want to see me, I'll be in the Westin.
You can find me on a bike.
During the parade, she shall be on her bike.
I haven't done the parade in a couple years because, I've done the parade. I'm letting somebody else enjoy that. Yeah. So
Roxy's trying to have breakfast.
That's it, too. She's also like, it's not a long bike ride for Rox. I've tried keeping up with Rox on long bike rides. It's impossible.
Dude, Rox comes here and spends a day biking Atlanta by herself.
Yeah, that's right. It's crazy. All right, so final scores here. Mad Men, 71 points. Rox, 87 points.
I won something. And I never win anything.
Your no prize is on its way.
That means you get to take your pebble and walk out to the edge of the ice.
I can, yes, because, you know. Oh, so I guess you and I will be on, all three of us will be on, I think, Solve This. Will we have a Solve This?
I don't know.
We're going to have paramedics, I'm sure. I'm going to make sure John stays breathing.
Yes.
And,
like, why is Madman here? To help kill John, I guess.
Yes. Thank you.
I'd like to apologize to John's wife and kids.
Anyway, so thank you guys for joining us. You'll probably hear from them again once or twice more, or maybe more than that, over the course of the next 30-some-odd days. But as I said, Lee is out on vacation for the next week. So we're going to do some of these one-off, I don't call them one-off panels,
we're pinch hitting,
but panels that are more, not necessarily director related, not necessarily track related, but more about getting you around con. So, look forward to those in the next couple of days. So
being that this one was the one on food, can I close with one thing?
Sure.
Hydrate and make sure you at least get two good meals in per day. If you're going to be there the entire time, the con is pretty much nonstop from morning until night.
It's a marathon.
It really is, and it's a lot of wear and tear on your body. By all means, at least hydrate in every room you go into and eat two good, solid meals.
And wash your hands before and after you eat and go to the bathroom.
All right.
Wash your hands.
Yes.
You got vaccine for that.
I'm about to eat some popcorn.
Like we said, this is a marathon. So really quick, health-wise, if you're listening to this like next week, start walking.
Yes. I've started
your regimen.
I've started upping my treadmill life the last couple of weeks just to kind of get ready for Dragon Con. So
I've been eating more carbs in the form of pizza and donuts.
You're carb loading. You know, I'm carb 50 loading. Days
Man.
Out.
That's what I call it.
Yep. All right. Just getting ready. That's all. All right. So until next time, for the unidentified madman and Rox, this is John saying peace.
Peace.
Deuces.
Secrets.
Wait, what? We're sharing secrets?
No.
I hate my twin in the room.
Don't let anyone know where the quiet bars are.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 833-210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.